what we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us. Today's scripture, as always, is found in Psalms 78:3.
Father, I am your child, a child who longs to be obedient. I want to listen to you, especially since you know my end from the beginning. Lord, you always have my best interest at heart. You know just how many fiery darts I can endure, the perfect number to soften a hardened heart. You know the times when I just need a hug from you to go on. You know the times when my feet begin to stray. Oh, Father, what would my life be like now if I had learned to yield to you from the very beginning? Amen.
Think about the times in your life that you didn't submit to the Father's will. What were the consequences? Did you suffer for them?
Today's action? Make a yield sign or buy one at a novelty shop. Now, underneath the word yield, write to the Father. Place it somewhere that you will see it daily. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Psalms 68:31. Envoys will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God.
You know, our thought for today was to think about the times that you didn't submit to the Father's will. Mary and I one time were talking to a young woman who owned a bookstore in Rock Springs, Wyoming, a Christian bookstore. And we told her how many years ago the Lord led us to start praying, "Thy will be done." And we started praying, "Lord, your will be done in our lives. Whatever it may be, your will be done." It wasn't very long before the Lord took us out of our comfort zone, and he put us on the road with the ministry, and well, the rest is history. The ministry he gave us that started out as a humble little beginnings is worldwide. But my point is, are you in the Father's will? When we told this story to this young lady, her instinct was to say, "Don't do that to me. I'm not going to pray that." Why? Because she did not want to be taken out of her comfort zone. She liked where she was and didn't really care whether she was in the Father's will. My friends, remember Jesus' words. Jesus' words when he said, "You did not do the will of the Father. Go back on earth and worship the one you worship there." Think about it.